Queer.
Our extraordinary director of Nash Theatre's Le Cachafol opening in just over 10 days' time. Welcome back, Leo.
Yes, thank you, Blair. It's lovely to be here.
And
and
madam.
Me? You're not sure who to call me, are you?
I was trying to give you a big build-up saying, last time you were lying up flat on your back with your legs in the air.
And I was too. I was not going to post any photographs of that, but thank you very much.
Ross Waghorn, hello.
AKA
Wanda to Park, for those that can't separate, drag queens from their real personas. But you are performing as Ross Waghorn, as Albin, in Le Cachafol.
That's correct. It's kind of my Victor Victoria moment, if you will.
This is, yeah, very true.
Wanda
very
playing
true.
Ross, playing Albin. Yeah. Playing Zaza,
exactly. One of the others. So, you're 10 days out. How's the characterization of Albin going for you?
Good, I think. I'm not doing a French accent, which is good.
Well, I know that in the recent Broadway revival in 2010, they kept very neutral accents.
Yeah, that's what I've tried to do. Look, I mean, some of the characters, yes, a bit of French does make them, I guess, stronger or more realistic as far as the character goes. But for me, I've kept it, I guess, Euro-English, perhaps.
Sure.
Yeah. We've avoided Cockney. We've avoided the Cockney, which I think is a plus.
We're just having to get Leo a bit closer to the mic, that's all, because directors can never be heard. Isn't that right, Leo?
They have enough trouble being, yes.
Yes, I have to say, they can never be heard because the actors never do what they bloody well tell them to do. How, since we spoke to you last month, how, for you as the director, has the production come on?
Oh, it's been fabulous. The cast are just brilliant. And it's great to see the story coming together, all those little, you know, those little moments, and discovering those little bits. It's quite, there's a lot of humour in it.
So is the humour been the most surprising thing that's come out of the rehearsal process?
Oh, perhaps. It's those lovely things where it's, I love it when people come along to watch us in rehearsal and they're laughing because it's not the script of The Birdcage, if that makes
that's,
any sense.
Yes, so yeah.
Even though it's the same story, it's a much funnier script. And then Herman's songs are really from the heart, so it's one of those things where it's the songs will touch people, and the comedy will make them laugh. And
I still look a bit like Nathan Lane, though,
in the nicest character. Possible way.
in the nicest possible way.
Yes.
Sorry, I made you laugh.
I know, laugh, and then my coughing fit came on. Hurrah, hurrah, hurrah! Costuming. How
yes, there will be costuming.
Yes, yes.
Oh.
This is not the naked version.
For the entire show.
So tell me about costuming, either Ross or Leo. What's the designs been like, and how have the cast getting onto adapting to wearing them, these fabulous frocks?
Well the fabulous frocks all arrive, what's we today? Tomorrow.
So there's still so this is a brand new moment. There's an excitement,
yes,
a frisson.
That's right. But they have been it's been touching them to watching them rehearse in the heels, and it's been a bit of a challenge for some.
Give her a plug. Give the woman a plug.
Oh yes, and Gary Reinecker is doing all of our costuming, and it's just brilliant.
Which is lovely. I mean, Gary's, for many in Brisbane, we know Gary as his alter ego of Dame Liz.
Oh, yes.
And we've certainly had Gary, aka Dame Liz, on the show here. There's something about Gary's attention to detail when it comes to glamorous costumes.
Oh, yes.
But I think any costumes, and you've worked with Gary a lot, Ross, haven't you?
I have, yes.
And I think there's just something about the attention to detail that really matters. Excuse me while I just knock our special surprise over here. That's all right. That's our, that thing you can hear in the background, that's our, well,
it's one of those big lolly jars with a dangerous, with a dangerous lid with a sort of a point on the top.
I'm glad you know it's a lolly jar. You must know your sweets well.
Well, I do, but it's the right size for me because it's like terribly oversized.
Glass Lolly Jar, that's got everyone's name in it who subscribed during Radiothon and gave Queer Radio as their favourite show. So we're drawing that shortly, but not just. But going back to the costumes that Gary's designed, has Gary thought of any? Because Lekaj can be set in any real period. It's a 1970s play and to a 1980s films into the 90s with The Birdcage, the musical was 80s. It really is a timeless piece. You can kind of drop it anywhere.
It is. And I think from Leo's point of view, I should probably let him answer this question, to be honest. But from my opinion on the question, I guess it is. You are correct. It could be set anywhere. I think the message is the most important part rather than pigeonholing the costuming or, you know, someone's hairstyle or the pair of shoes to a particular decade.
Sure.
Because even though it's an age-old story of relationships, it's still very, very pertinent today as far as the storyline goes, particularly with the whole marriage equality thing happening. That's very prevalent in the script, and you'll see that on stage.
You're on Queer Radio at 4ZZZ about 80 minutes past nine. We're with Leo Bradley, director of Nash Theatre's La Cage aux Folles, with his diva, star of the show, Ross Waghorn.
No, I'm not the star of the show.
Well, you're the star sitting here at the moment.
Oh, all right, but it's a very talented ensemble. Well, can I say that? Ensemble cast. I've always wanted to say that. I've never had the opportunity.
Say it one more time. Go on.
Ensemble cast. Ensemble cast, buggery bollocks.
As you do. I know there's been a bit of excitement in the ranks. You have a new husband.
Yes, I had a tantrum the other night because I was driving home and KFC was closed early for some unknown reason, and I just wasn't going to let that slide by. So I did take it out on my husband of the time, and now there's another one.
Are you able to let us know who is stepping into the role of George?
Ellen DeGeneres. God, I wish.
Me too.
God, I wish. Yeah, you'd be fighting for a front row seat.
Oh, I'd be fighting for Portia, honey.
I'll let Leo answer that question because I don't even know his first name. I don't know his last name.
A lovely guy, Rod Jones, who's, been learning the role frantically.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
It's always one of those sad things when an actor who's been rehearsing the role, they're unable to continue. Yeah. And that's theatre, as is always said. You know, the show must go on, and regardless of how it goes on, it will go on.
And I almost got replaced last night during rehearsal. I was in my heels trying to be, more realistic in the part, and my heel got stuck between the stage and the rostra?
Yeah, or the thrust.
The thrust. That's the one, the thrust. And I've never been caught between a stage and a thrust before that I can recall. But, yeah, I've almost done in a pair of heels, but, I didn't fall.
That could have been awful.
Don't do your ankle
I could have been replaced.
You could have ended up in, like,
worse.
Ended up in the orchestra pit,
Do we have an orchestra pit?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Looking forward. Well, we're going to draw, I'm going to ask you to draw the lucky winner in a moment, but we're going to have a musical break. One of the songs that a lot of people wouldn't know because it's not one that's high on people's thoughts when they think of La Cage aux Folles. I think I played them all last time you were here during our Radiothon show, is the song Masculinity. And this is from the 2010 Broadway revival, which won copious Tonys. It seems every time La Cage is revived on Broadway, it just wins more Tony Awards. That's an extraordinary thing. But this is starring English actor Douglas Hodge, who plays the role that Ross is playing of Albin, and Kelsey Grammer is the very famous Kelsey Grammer is playing George. The song Masculinity. Have you added anything different to the lyrics or the style for this particular song? They're both laughing.
Oh, God.
I think the short answer is no.
But you're hoping that as the season goes on?
There have been various names suggested in various places in rehearsal.
There's a lot of masculinity in the studio, isn't there, Sharon?
Yes, there is.
Particularly in your moon boot.
Oh, come on. Yeah, all my femininity's in the other side. Your moon boot's that little bit higher, so it's like wearing heels all the time. So it's really great. I get to wear a high heel on my other foot to match the moon boot on my left foot. It's extremely sexy.
I couldn't wear a moon boot. My legs are too fat already. I don't.
You don't have a choice, volume. Love. If you'd end up on the thrust, you know, you really would have ended up with
word
a moon
again?
Boot. Yeah. So you know, I'm sure you wouldn't have minded that much.
No,
as long
even,
as you
even
didn't
when
end
I,
up in a moon boot.
Even when I busted my foot, I didn't keep my cast on for very long, and then wondered why the fracture didn't heal properly.
Yeah, that's why I'm wearing it. It's not because I think it's a gorgeously sexy item to wear.
As much as I love Olivia Newton-John, I don't want her calves.
All right. I'm not... Okay.
On that note.
Yes, it's a repeat of last week, but I haven't quite got the right rough, horrid voice to match. It's just this thing caught in my throat.
Oh,
froggy
is that
or something.
A pube? No. Can we say that? I've already said it.
No, it's that's it.
You can't say it no. three times. You can only say it.
Can't take it back.
Aren't we just recording to play it back later on?
No.
No?
This is live. The entire world is listening.
So if I like rattle off a few expletives, you can't really edit them out, can you?
Yeah, that's true.
Oh,
buggery bollocks. See, you know you're even talking to Venezuela at the moment.
Oh.
Yeah.
How's your Spanish?
Hola.
How's my Spanish?
Yeah. Leo's got good Spanish. How's your Spanish?
Chorizo. I don't know.
Hey.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, ocho, nueve, diez.
Marco, you'll have to tell us.
Cameron Diaz.
You'll have to. Marco in Maricaba, Venezuela, who listens to us via the internet, which you can do if you're nowhere near 102.1 FM. You can listen to us live online anywhere in the world, 24 hours a day, 7 days of the week.
Send me some pictures, Marco.
G'day, Marco.
Yep, you will now. Trust me, you will.
I look
will.
Really pretty on radio, thanks.
Look, there you go. He's listening.
Marco. Oh, is he?
Yes,
oh,
yes, he
I'm
is.
I'm looking at the screensaver thing.
No, there we go.
Oh, Marco Murillo.
Marco Murillo.
Maria, or sounds like
just say buenos dias.
No, buenas, that sounds like Cindy Brady.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias, papito.
Oh, look, just as long just as he knows I'm not going to build a wall. That's all I'm doing.
Ah, okay. Do you want to put your hands in the incredible glass jar that we've
it
got here?
It is an incredible glass jar.
Would you like to put your hands
I've
in the helmet incredible glass jar?
So, Liam's got a drum roll ready.
It's a real live drum.
It's a real live drum Promise. With is cymbal it? Crash.
Is that yes. when you're going to press play or click on
no,
your screen?
No,
yeah, you'll hear it. All right.
Ooh.
Get ready. And let's roll the drums.
Oh, it's so exciting.
And you have...
That one.
You won that one.
That one, that one.
Well, the winner of the Radiothon Prize nominating Queer Radio's their favourite show is Clint Morrow. Clint
Yay.
Morrow, congratulations.
Do we know Clint?
Oh, we know Clint.
I don't think I know Clint.
You will, because he's going to be coming to watch you perform.
On Saturday.
Oh, he's won a ticket.
Yeah. He's won the opening night.
Oh,
this
Clint.
This is the big opening night
I'm
thing.
The pretty one. Clint, I'm the pretty one.
Can't Clint, miss him.
Yeah, Clint.
Or her.
Has Clint has won the opening night VIP package going along to see La Cage aux Folles at Nash Theatre at Moray Street in New Farm on Saturday night, the 23rd of September, and staying around afterwards for a whole range of after show champagne supper with the stars.
Featuring me.
I'll show him my package to go with his ticket package.
Clint, congratulations. I'll be in contact with you just again to make sure you can get there, because that's the other thing as well too.
Do you know where Clint lives?
Oh, I know where Clint lives.
Oh, does he have public transport?
I think he has his own transport.
Oh, okay. Well, he's got no excuse for not coming then.
He may have an excuse. Oh. I'll tell you off air.
Oh.
Well, thank you very much for coming in. And again, passing on our thanks at 4ZZZ and Queer Radio for Nash Theatre's support of Radiothon. We ended up with 31 individual subscribers for Brilliant. Nominating Queer Radio as their favourite show.
And you lot are legends. Thank you.
Brilliant. And this radiothon raised the greatest amount ever.
Excellent.
Which means you are all legends.
$135,000.
Oh, Mama gets a new pair of shoes.
And we might be able to put one of those posters up on that wall over there now.